From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order Monday on immigration. It replaces the former order blocked by the courts. This one bans the entry of refugees into the country for 4 months. It bars entry of people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen for 3 months, unless, of course, they already have a visa. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Three of these nations are state sponsors of terrorism. The other three have served as safe havens for terrorist countries, countries where governments have lost control of their territory to terrorist groups like ISIL or al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Among the most notable changes in this order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees. It also removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Ed Yonka of the American Civil Liberties Union is buying none of it.
And this is still unconstitutional. This remains a religious test to enter the United States of America. This is something fundamentally that our nation has never permitted.
Reaction pro and con is falling mostly along party lines. Syrian fighters have taken control of the only major road linking Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State, and Deir ez-Zor province, which is partially controlled by the militants. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Syrian Democratic Forces cut off the route Monday. U.S.-backed SDF fighters relaunched their offensive to retake Raqqa Sunday after a one-week break. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libyan fighters who recently captured two key oil terminals around Benghazi say they want to extend their fight to try to capture the entire city of Benghazi. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raise the prospect of increased violence in the region. House Republicans Monday unveiled legislation to replace the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare. The proposal would repeal much of the law, including the expansion of Medicaid for the poor. It is not clear if the bill has enough support to pass. It now goes to two House committees for review. President Trump is not yet supporting the measure. Republican Senator John McCain is calling on President Donald Trump to give more information about Mr. Trump's allegations that former President Obama tapped his phones during the presidential campaign. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee said such accusations against a former president are unprecedented. The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and says it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to soon embark on an Asian trip, facing an immediate challenge to bring China on board with the deployment of a U.S. missile defense system in South Korea. The British Parliament is telling employers to stop forcing women to wear high heels. Members debated a ban on such requirements after receiving a petition from a receptionist who was sent home without pay for wearing flats. Here's a reaction on London streets.
I think people can make the same arguments about men in suits and ties and isn't necessary, but high heels in particular, because that can also be a health issue for people.
I don't think women should be forced to wear high heels. I think there have to be some expectations of a dress code to a certain degree. I don't think you can get away with wearing swimwear, for instance, at work.
Probably not. The move is non-binding, but the government is promising to act against heel height rules, makeup guidelines, and other codes that apply to women, but not to men. Facebook has launched a tool it says will help flag so-called fake news. The tool adds a disputed news flag on stories that have been deemed fake by what Facebook says are third parties, including Snopes, PolitiFact, and FactCheck.org. Germany's foreign minister is stressing the need to normalize what he called a highly strained relationship with Turkey. Sigmar Gabriel made the remarks as he arrived at a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.